Coach, your opponents up next year, the Overton Eagles. This is a team that just knocked off Sandhill Stedford 30-24. Sandhill Stedford with an opportunity late in that football game. They threw an interception. Talking a little bit about this football team with Coach Dynas just 1 week ago, he mentioned their size. This is a team that averages about 245, maybe even 250 on the line. They got some big boys up front and are certainly going to provide a challenge to your offensive and defensive lines.
Yeah, you're right. It'll be a good challenge for both of our offense and defensive lines. That it's something we don't really focus on. We try to make sure that we're giving our best effort every time, and that it's really important when you're giving up some size that you're still focusing on your technique as best you can and making sure to maintain blocks or get off of blocks to make your tackle. So it's really important to keep that attitude and get the job done.
Is this the biggest team that you've seen so far this year? And maybe a better question might be, what team does Overton really compare to that you've played so far this season?
Well, as far as size-wise, we did come across the first game of the season. Hemingford was a good-sized team, and we were able to kind of after them and eventually get the upper hand on them just because of the hustling and, conditioning, things like that. I don't see the conditioning. Tomorrow, we'll just keep working and hustling to try to have success as the game wears on. And, I would say as far as comparison being the same, that, offensively they run a lot of the same kind of things what Garden County does. So, it kind of helps us prepare that way. But also they're able to maybe throw the ball a little bit better than what Garden County did. And they have a couple of different wrinkles that they do on the offensive side, too, than what Garden County. But a lot of similarities in that respect.
Coach, I know as far as the defensive secondary is concerned, you had to move some position players around there to make up for one or two injuries. But going back to that Garden County game, it was a next man up mentality, and really you got some key players to step up in big moments for you with some interceptions. I believe Marshall had two interceptions there in that game. So you kind of just take a look at these players that are stepping up here in the playoffs, and then that certainly has to be exciting to see as this team moves along here.
Oh yeah, definitely. It was fun to see Kevin have a good game like that. I know he was maybe just a little nervous getting ready for that game, but I had all the confidence in the world in him. I know he's a good, smart kid that he knows what to do out there, and I was glad that he got to have his chance to get it done.
Does having a game like that, what's it do for confidence for a man like Marshall that's getting set to really kind of perform here in this starting role in the big time underneath the lights in the playoffs?
Oh, I think it's big. I think it's huge. He, gained the confidence knowing that there's no reason why he should doubt, his abilities out there. And I expect nothing less from Kevin when we play Overton.
And that's again, it's the Overton Eagles taking on the Mullen Broncos here tonight on Caber Country 92.3. As you've taken a look here and sort of maybe scouted the Eagles a little bit here for this upcoming contest, what have you noticed on film and what's kind of been the message in the practice field for the boys?
Same message that we've been talking about, that, when we start getting to the quarterfinal round here, everybody's going to be a really good team, and that it's going to be four quarters of football. Got to be patient, and things aren't always going to go the way you want, but make sure you keep working towards the game plan, and hopefully in the end we'll have success and be the winner.
Has the success started to sink in a little bit in the locker room? I mean, we can't overlook the obvious here. Mullen Broncos are two wins away from a possible opportunity to play in Lincoln on November 19th on that Monday morning at 10:15. Has that started to sink in, or have they continued this this one-game approach mentality?
Oh, I think that's definitely something, not only from a coaching staff, but I think I've heard plenty from the kids themselves that it's not a case that's even on their mind right now. Right now, the only game that's important is the game at hand, and that's our quarterfinal matchup, and we got to win that before we start thinking anything else.